This medical update on KRDO is sponsored by DaVita Medical Group.
And we're going to speak to Dr. Derek Hatch. He is with Mountain View Medical Group. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. Thank you for asking. September, National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month. And we want to talk about the issues that go with that. And we're seeing a rise in childhood obesity, aren't we?
Yeah, it's become quite the pandemic or endemic here in our country, and it's getting worse over time.
So what do you think, as a physician, are you seeing is causing this rise in obesity?
You know, there's a lot of factors that go into it. Here in our country, we face a lot of things that kind of vie for our kids' influence, their time, and everything like that. I kind of break it down into a few factors, environmental factors such as school policies, which change over time, demographics, parents' work-related demands. You know, sometimes when we're so busy, it's hard to take the time in preparing some of those meals, and so sometimes it's easier to grab what's fast and drive through something like that and whatnot. Lifestyle preferences. Kids learn from their parents, and, you know, parents, if we're not taking the time to take care of ourselves and take the time out to eat fresh and healthy and that type of stuff, our kids learn from us, you know. Electronic use is increasing in our society today, and that's vying for our kids' attention quite a bit. And, you know, it unfortunately has an effect on the next one, which is we see a decrease in physical exercise and getting up and moving around and that type of thing, which limits the calorie burn-off that we used to have. You know, it used to be a thing where it was 50 to 60% of all elementary school kids used to ride their bikes to school. Nowadays, that number has dropped significantly for one reason or another, but it is an influence on it. And there's also a cultural environment where things have changed just a little bit too. Society has gotten a little bit worse at using food as treats or as a reward for certain behaviors or certain accomplishments. And food is at the center of a lot of social gatherings as well.
And doctor, with a childhood obesity, what are some of the risks that kids face? Because as you said, it's just getting worse.
Yeah, it's very true. So with that, many see an overweight child or an obese child, and they don't see everything else that might be going on with them. It actually affects every different body system, well, nearly so. For example, things that we used to take as diseases of adulthood, such as type 2 diabetes and steatohepatitis, which is fatty liver disease, basically, were once thought of as adulthood diseases. Nowadays, children who are obese are at risk for cardiovascular disease and premature death earlier in life, independent of whether or not they're obese as an adult. You see things, skin findings such as thickening, darkening of the skin, all kinds of changes in hormone levels. We're seeing children actually hit puberty earlier and earlier in life because of that type of thing. As well as, you know, increased symptoms of headache prevalence amongst obese kids, bone changes, fractures, knee, back pain, sleep apnea. And, you know, some of the worst stuff is the stuff that you can't see or is harder to diagnose, such as the social isolation, anxiety, depression, distorted, you know, peer relationships. And children can crave joy and happiness just like all the rest of us. And the more that they have these things happening to them, they turn to what brings them joy and happiness, and it can become a vicious cycle for them.
And Dr. Hatch, I would imagine, I'm not a physician, but I would think that if you're obese as a child and you become an adult, it's harder to lose the weight even if you want to because you had it at such a young age. Is that true?
That's very true. You know, the old adage, you know, teach them while they're young and they'll grow into that type of behavior and learn when they're early is very true. The things that we teach our children early on in life and that they see us mimic and do is not 100%, but a lot of times they're going to grow into that type of behavior. And so nowadays we're seeing a lot more and a lot more and a lot more electronic use, which unfortunately sometimes can have a numbing effect on our brain, and we actually spend more and more time involved with that rather than what's going on with the world. But not just that, we vie for the easier way of doing things with more demands on our time and everything. We tend to let sometimes some of the healthier habits go by the wayside, which is unfortunate. We're all guilty of it from time to time, but it's one of those things that we have to make the time for, the healthy eating and taking care of our body, because it's going to affect us later on in life more than we understand when we're young.
Yeah. Dr. Hatch, we're up against the clock this morning, but we thank you for joining us. Next week, we're going to have more on childhood obesity. You can get more info at mvmg.com. Also, Dr. Hatch, you have an article coming out this month, Colorado Springs Kids Magazine, talking about, what, healthy and safer Halloween, right?
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite times of year, but with it come dangers and things we should look out for. So I'm really excited. It'll be a great article.
Perfect. Dr. Hatch, we will talk with you next week. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of the week.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. 6:42 on KRDO's Morning News.